Christian Bretman, Prosperity, Pennsylvania, Cutter Alder. SNBM Alex Eckhoff, Chittack, Wisconsin, Cutter Alder.
With that sound, the Coast Guard Cutter Sundew was decommissioned with merit and given to the City of Duluth to be used as a museum. The two-hour ceremony gave former crew and friends a chance to remember the cutter that gave them so much. Keith Olson was part of the original crew of the Sundew in 1944. The 7 months he served on the cutter gave Olson a lot, including his family.
Later we worked in Chicago to break ice for the aircraft carriers that were used for practice landings. George Bush was one of 17,000 Navy flyers at practice. While we were there, I met a gal whom I married and have 3 children and 5 grandchildren. So the Sundew is a very special vessel.
Olson says even everyday tasks left the crew with memories.
In ice in the St. Mary's River and on Lake Superior, 2 feet of ice. It was bitter cold, and we couldn't get back home or to a harbor, so we just shut down the engines and froze up. And the captain had a fish house on board, and he put that over the side, and he had a seaman go out and chop a hole through the ice to try to catch some herring or whitefish in Whitefish Bay. And I don't remember if he caught any or not.
Captain Harold Muth served on the Sundew from 1957 to 1960. He remembers the time Sundew was sent on one of her most harrowing missions.
It was the sinking of a limestone carrier, the Carl D. Bradley, in a storm in northern Lake Michigan. And, we went out looking for the survivors, and we found 2 of them on a raft the following morning.
Congressman James Oberstar of Minnesota was also on hand to say farewell. He remembers when the Sundew returned to Duluth in 1988 from service in the Caribbean.
What I heard was, look, what have they done to our Sundew? Huge patches of rust all over the ship in those hostile salt waters. It was, what have they done to our Sundew? That ship belongs here. There is an ownership for the people of Duluth and Superior of this vessel.
The ship is now owned by the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center. The deck hopes to have the Sundew open to the public for tours by July 4th. In Superior, Kate Houlihan, Wisconsin Public Radio.